So before we start learning today, this shiur is dedicated to Ilui Nishmose of a very special individual, Harav Reb Pinchas ben Harav Shmuel Shmelke Rosenbaum. And his son is here with us today. And to me, it means a great deal to dedicate this shiur to Ilui Nishmose. Reb Pinchas was one of those very special individuals, a great Talmud Chochem, coming from a rabbinic family, Doiris above, Lamala Bekoidish, great Talmud Chochem, and a banker, and he was one of my late father's personal great friends. And I remember him visiting our home many times when we were children growing up, and my father, Zechet Tzadik Lavrocha, and Reb Pinchas Zechet Tzadik Lavrocha had a great relationship for many, many years. So the title we learn tonight should be Le'ilui Nishmosoi, Shianuach B'Sholom Al Meshkovoi, and he should be a Melech Yosef for the beautiful family. You should only know Doris, Yisholim, Evarochem, and you should be Mechanech your children on what a great heritage of a Rabbonish family going back generations, and you should only know Nachas and Simcha. So in this week's Parsha, we continue our endeavor, learning, and examining the miracles, the Nisim and Afloys, Aseres Hamakos of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in this week's parsha, we learn the first mitzvahs that are associated with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Primarily, mitzvahs of Pesach and Korban Pesach, but also Shabbos. And today we will be dealing with a very relevant topic, Amira Lenochri Shavus. What does that have to do with this week's parsha? וביום הראשון מקרו קודש וביום השביעי מקרו קודש יהיה לכם כל מלאכה לא יעשה בהם אחר שיאכל לכל נפש. This is the mitzvah of Yom Tov, Shmiras Yom Tov. However, the lotion of the posuk is kol malocha lo yeosa. Not lo tasu kol malocha, as we find in different sources in Torah's Moshe, in Chumash, in Torah's Hashem, but kol malocha lo yeosa. And the Mechilta says lo ya'osa al yedei nochrim. And that is why the pasuk says lo ye'ase. Not only lo ta'asu, there's a difference between the formulation of don't do malocha or the formulation that we find in this pasuk. A malocha should not be performed, should not be performed. And the Mechilta says, from here do we learn that a malocha could not be performed for your benefit, for your sake, even if a non-Jew does that malocha. So this is the source to prohibit amira lenachri. Does that mean that the Mechilta maintains that it's an iser diuraisa? Three different sources in Shas. Mesechet Shabbos Kuf Nun Omid Beis, and Gittin Daf Kuf Nun Omid Aleph, Gittin Ches Omid Beis. Bava Metziah Tzadik Omid Aleph, we find in Shas Bavli, amira lenachri shavus. We do not find any opinion in Shas Bavli maintaining that Amira Lenochri would be an Issa D'Uraisa. But that seems to be the opinion of the Mechilta if we learn it from this posuk. So if Amira Lenochri is meditated by Yom Tov, this posuk refers to Yom Tov, it definitely would be D'Uraisa by Shabbos, because Yom Tov is not Chomer Min HaShabbos in any way. So this mag, lo ta'ase, this mag in mitzvah, lo ta'ase, Ayin Hey, this mag quotes the Mechilta, and the mag is Mesupik. Is it a Drosha Gemura? And then Amira Lenochri would be an Issa D'Uraisa, or maybe is it an Asmachta? V'made Mesapke Leile Sefer Mitzvahs Godel Asmag Pshita Leile Ramban. And the Ramban in his Perush Ala Torah, the Ramban maintains, definitely is only an Asmachta. Because nobody feels, nobody maintains that Amira Lenochri would be an Issa D'Uraisa. Sefer Hayareim quotes the Mechilta. Rabbi Yankov Emden in Moiruk Tzio does seem to feel that it's a Drosha Gemura, it's an Issa D'Uraisa, but the vast majority of Rishonim and Poskim summarized in the Shaar Tzion, Mishneh Brura, Shaar Tzion, Reish Mem Gimel, Sif Kotten Zayin, says, Milsa de Pshita, Amira Lenochri is only an Issa D'Rabbonon. Like the Gemara says in Shas Bavli, three different sources, as I quoted before, Amira Lenochri is only a shus. But there still are differences in opinion. Rashi in Avodah Zarah Daf Tes Vav says, the source, to prohibit Amira Lenochli. Rashi doesn't bring the Mechilti, doesn't bring this week's Parsha. But Rashi says the source would be Mimtsoi Cheftzcho Vedaber Dovo. And that is a Pusik in Navi. And I think at other opportunities we made it clear that Divrei Kabbalah are Chomer Medivrei Soifrim. So according to Rashi, Amira Lenochli is not merely an Issa Derabbanan, it is harsher than other Issa Derabbanans because it has a source. B'divrei Kabbalah. And that is the posuk, Mimtzor Cheftzecho V'daber Dovar. However, the Rambam, I think it would be a certain to'edus if I could have a Rambam Zmanim, if it's not too difficult to find. I think by this time, we should already know where the basics form are. So Rambam Zmanim. And the Rambam seems to make it very clear, Amira Anochi is a Shavus like all of the other Shavusim. And all the other Shavusim and Shabbos are Gezeiros. So the Rambam's Nusach, the Rambam's formulation is, Amira Lenochri. How could that be a shul with so many Talmid HaChomim? And we have to look for the Rambam. Yeah, we should actually know the Rambam by heart. So the Rambam writes in Perek Vav, Aloch Alav Mehilchus Shabbos, Amira Lenochri is a Shavus. Shelo Yahei HaShabbos Kalo B'Yeinov V'Yovoy Laso Yisboi Malocha. So the Rambam understands the Shavus of Amira Lenochri like all the other Shavusim, which are basically Gzeiros. And the reason Chachomim prohibited Amira Lenochri is Shelo Yahei HaShabbos Kalo B'Yeinov V'Yovoy Laso Yisboi Malocha B'Yatzmoy. And as a precaution, Chazal Asad. Dov is also a divrei soifrim. Kidei shaloiti yashabas kalabiyeno viyo voila so is biyatzmon. So this is the Rambam, the very first halacha, Perek Vav of Hilchas Shabbos. So, before we move on, three different approaches in Amira Lenochri. The Mechilta in this week's parsha seems to say it's in a Sidduraisa, but that's a Das Yochid. And the Ramban feels even the Mechilta doesn't mean it's a Diuraisa. It's just a Remez and an Asmachta, but not an Issa Diuraisa. Rashi and Avadizot Hasvov, Divrei Kabbalah. The Ramban makes it very clear. A Shavus like any other Shavus. It's not a Shavus like any other Shavus. It's actually a Shavus HaKal B'Yoisa. And it is more lenient than any other Shavus. And that's the Gemara in Erevind of Samaches. And Erev in the Samaches Chazal say, Ein Adoy Mishvus Shiesh Boi Maisa, Lishvus Shein Boi Maisa. And Amira Lenochri, regarding the concept of Hakal, Hakal, Amira Lenochri is the Shavus which has the lesser Chumra of all other Shavusim, because the Jew isn't actually doing anything. He just asks a non-Jew to do a Malacha for him. And therefore, Chazal and Erevin define Amira Lenochri as Shavus She'em Bo Mais, just giving a general example. Where do we see that Amira Lenochri is Kal Yoise Mekola Shavusim? Mechush, Mechush Ba'alma. You can't do any Shavus for a Mechush. You can't do any Shavus for a Choyle She'em Bo Yisekona. The only Shavus that Uchazal were makel by Choyle She'em by Sekona is Amira Lenochri. To care for the needs of a Choyle She'em by Sekona, we can't do any Shavus, but we could transgress by Amira Lenochri. So there we see that Amira Lenochri is easier than all the other Shavusim. If it would be a Dioraisa, there would be no room for leniency. If it would be Divra Kabbalah, there would be no room for leniency. So it's a Shavus. And it's actually easier than all the other Shavusim because it's a Shavus She'em Bo Maise. And therefore, by Chodesh She'em Bo Yisekona, Chazal Armeikel by Amira Lenochri. Shalos Tshuvos Pnei Yehoshua. He was the grandfather of the very famous Pnei Yehoshua Lashas. Pnei Yehoshua was one of the most important Achroinim. And his grandfather was the Shalos Tshuvos Pnei Yehoshua. He wrote two Sforim, actually. One Sefer is the Megina Shloim. Megina Shloim is an interesting Sefer. In those years, it was more common than it would be today. So the Megina Shloim writes in his introduction that he's an Enikel of Rashi. And therefore, he stands by Rashi's right hand And he wrote a sefer to reject all the kashas that Tosfos have on Rashi. Well, it's nice that children stand up for their parents and einiklich for their grandparents. I think if somebody would write a sefer today, I'm an einikl of the Rambam, so I'm going to be miyash of all the kashas of the Ravid on the Rambam, people would just look at him strange, a weirdo. But the Megillah Shleim was 300 years ago. Different world. They were closer to Rashi and Tosfos. They were far greater than we could even appreciate or understand. So the Megillah Shleim wrote a sefer, Kishmoy Kenhu. That's the name of the sefer, Megillah Shleim, because he comes to defend Reb Shleim ben Yitzchaki. Reb Shleim Yitzchaki, who is Rashi. And the other sefer the Megillah Shleim wrote is Shal Shuv Spanishu. And Simon Gimel, he has an interesting shaila. Why do we need Amil Nochon Shvis? According to Rashi, Bov Metziyed Afayin Aleph, that the halacha ain shlichus lenochri is only lekula, but lechumre yes shlichus lenochri. So why do we need a special Shvus for Amir lenochri on Shabbos? By all other dinim, that is a basic rule. Rashi and Bov Metziyed Ayin Aleph lechumre yes shlichus legoy. Im yes shlichus legoy, then it would go without saying. It would be quite evident that you cannot make a goyish shliach to perform a malacha for you on Shabbos because lachumri yesh shlichus lenochri. So what do we need this special din of amira lenochri shvus? And Bov Metziyed Av Tzadik, ein shliach ledvar aveira. Oh, that's a very good question. But that very same sugi, Bov Metziyed Ayin Aleph, deals with ribbis, which is the dvar aveira. So that very same Rashi seems to make clear that Rechumre, yes, shlichus lenochri, bedevar aveira. So, but Avram, yes, shlichus lenochri, bedevar aveira, then it is an aveira for us. Well, Ribbis is also an Aranissa for Goy. So once again, going back to... But I think you have a point, and soon we'll get back to it. So anyway, the Kasha of the Pnei Yeshua is, why do we need the special din of Amir Lenochri Shavuos? And on Bov Metziyed Av Tzadik, there's an Aboy in the Gemara. Is Amir Lenochri Shavuos only by Shabbos or by all other Isurei Torah as well? And that is an Aboya, the Lohiv Shetem Bov Metziyed Av Tzadik. Most of the Rishonim maintain lechumra. Amir Nach is prohibited by all other Isurim and not only on Shabbos. But anyway, that's a Pnei Shavuos Kasha.
The term Shavuos is used for
non-Shabbos
also?
Shavuos, dishavuos?
The term Shavuos is used in non-Shabbos
context? No. The term Shavuos is only used by Shabbos, but the question is, did Chazal prohibit Amir Nachri by other Isurim as well? So, some of the great achroinim, Beis Meir, Evan Ezra Siman Hay, Chsam Soifet, Chuvas Achaim Pei Dalet, Chuvas Choshmish Bet Kuf Pei Ches, Chuvas Chelik Vov, I think, Simachov Dalet Achov Vov. Yeshua Siyankev Reish Samach Gimel in Hilcha Shabbos, Nesiva Samish Bet Choy Shemish Bet Shimim Ches. And all four of these Gedoylim were of the same era, Bnei Dor Echod. They were of the same time, and they actually knew each other very well. So we have the Beis Meir and the Nesivis, the Chsam Sofer and the Yeshua Siyankev, and they all respond to the Kash of the Pnei Yeshua. And many Lamdonim confuse as if they say the same. No. They have two different approaches and two beautiful Svoras. So, the Chsam Sofer and the Yeshua Siyankev make one point, the Beis Meir and the Nesivis another. The Chsam Sofer and the Yeshua Siyankev, some safe in three different sources on the Yeshua Siyankev Reish Samach Gimel, argue this. Shlichus doesn't apply to all the Averis, just like Shlichus wouldn't apply to all the mitzvahs. Mitzvahs on one hand, as Averis on the other hand, are roughly divided into two different categories. And many times we spoke about these different classes and different types and different categories. So many times I make an interesting statement. No two things are as different and as remotely contradictory as mitzvahs and avedas. Mitzvahs bring us to Gan Eden, avedas pave the way to Gehenna. Mitzvahs make HaKadosh Baruch Hu happy, avedas make him angry in a way. So mitzvahs and avedas are so apart and so different, Kerechoik Mizrach Mamarav wouldn't be enough to express how remotely removed they are from each other. But in Lomdes and in Alocha, they are the same. Entirely the same, with the same Yesodis and the same Svoris. What I mean to say is, some of the mitzvahs are begavra and others are bechefza. Some of the mitzvahs, I think we spoke about this just a week ago, the mitzvahs of Seder Ayom, Shabbos and Moed, are the tamtzis of Avodas Ukeil. They're not about the result. They're about the actual deed. The act. This is something you need to do. This is the way to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that includes Kriya Shema and Tefillah and all the brochas, Mea brochas Bekol Yoim. It includes Kiddush V'Havdolah, Matzah in Moror, Lulav in Sukkah. All these mitzvahs are the tamtzis of Avodas Ukeil. Many other mitzvahs, and I'll give the examples, Maka. Building a maka on your roof is not essentially Avodas Elokim. Everything is Avodas Elokim because it's in the Torah. But everybody can understand, in essence, it's just about the result. There should be no tragedy. Children and people shouldn't be falling off the rooftops and getting hurt. Even Milas Aben is about Ois Bris Kodesh. Sleifas Chometz is about not having chometz in your possession. So many mitzvahs in the Torah are only about the result and the outcome, and others are about the actual performance. And the same refers to avedas. Lo tirtzach is about the result. But avodah zorah is not about the result. It is about yourself. This is begavra and this is bechefza. So macholos asuros is not about the result. It is about your neshama and your avoida. And just like shlichus wouldn't apply to matzah and moror and lulav and sukkah and krishma and tefillah, shlichus would apply to milas abein and to binyan amake and to sleifas chometz. So the same reasoning goes to avedas. So the Chassam Sofer and the Yeshurun Yankov say, there is no shlichus by Shabbos. Shabbos is about Leman Yanuach. Shlichus would apply to Geneva, to Gzela, to Ratzicha. Shlichus wouldn't apply to Shabbos. Shabbos is about you. It's not about the Chefetz, it's about the Gavra. It's not about the outcome, the result. It is about you having a Yoy Menucha V'Kiddusha. And therefore, but only in those Yisurim where Shlichus would be relevant. Shlichus isn't irrelevant by Shabbos, just like Shlichus is irrelevant regarding Matzah. Shlichus is irrelevant by Matzah, like it's irrelevant by Chalev. So Shabbos belongs to that category of Gavra, not of Chefetz. It's about your menucha, not about the result and the outcome. And therefore, the entire concept of shlichus wouldn't apply to Shabbos. That is one mahalach. The other mahalach is the base mayor and the nesivus in Shimem Ches. And I think maybe that's the point you had in mind. And the base mayor and the nesivus argue, shlichus could only tie the maisa into me, whether it's a mitzvah or an aveda or a kinyan, but shlichus would never define the maisa. Just a few examples. I think 2 weeks ago in Parsha Shemois, the topic we discussed was noshim b'milas aben, right? And we saw in the Gemara an issue of psula lemila. Mila cannot be performed by a woman. So what is the din if a man makes a woman a shaliach? Would we say shlichus shaloi d'kamoise and the mila is a mila k'sheira? If shlichus shaloi d'kamoise, then it's not her. It's me. It's the shaliach. So if shlichus applies, and we say by mitzvahs, shlichus shel adam kamoisoi, would the shlichus be valid? Would it be a milik sheir if a man makes a woman a shliach? No. Shlichus would only say what he did is as if you did. But shlichus wouldn't define the maisa. What defines the maisa is only the person that actually performed that maisa befoal, b'metzias. Just like a kohen can't make a zar a shliach to a krovis akarbonis. Why not? Would we say shlichus shel adam kamoisoi? So it's not the zar, it's the kohen, because he is the mishaleach. No. When one kohen makes another kohen a shliach, it is considered as if the mishaleach did the avoida. So if Mr. Pliny makes Mr. Almoni a shliach lamila, it is as if Pliny the mishaleach performed the mila. But the mila would not be a mila ksheira when an isha performs the mila, because she is a shliach of an ish. So shlichus would never define the maisa. Shlichus would only determine that the mice of the shaliach are valid to the mishaliach. But the defining factor is always determined by the one that actually performs the mitzvah befoal. Just like a kohen cannot make a zar a shliach l'avodas hakarbonis, and an ish can't make a isha a shliach l'milas haben, when a Jew makes a non-Jew a shliach for chilas Shabbos, that would not be defined as Chilul Shabbos, because non-Jews have no Isser in Shabbos. So that actually, essentially, would not be defined as Chilul Shabbos. HaShabbos lo hitchalala al adi Melech HaSagoy, because there is no prohibition on Melech HaSagoy Mishabbos. What we need to explain according to this approach is, why would Ribbis be different? So I would say, yes, a goy has no prohibition, but the ribbis is still ribbis. When a goy does a malocha on Shabbos, it is not defined as chilul Shabbos. This isn't so clear, but the svora l'kesha atzma is a svora shemit yashavis alalev. So these are the two approaches to be a miyash of the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua. Approach number three would say, it's not a kasha. It's actually a teretz. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav of the Baal HaTanya, both in Reish Mem Gimel, Sif Aleph, and Reish Samach Gimel and Kuntra Sachan, says, Amira LeNochri is prohibited because the Nochri is my Shaliach, and that Konas Chachomim was to prohibit doing a Meloch Aridei Shaliach. It is the same as Rashi. That is actually the idea of Amir al-Nachri Shavuos. And therefore, Amir al-Nachri l'Halocha is prohibited not only in Shabbos, by all Avedas Shabbataita. That very same Rashi, which the Pnei Yeshua quotes in Bov Metzia Ayin Aleph, that is based on the din of Amir al-Nachri is also. So, it's not a kasha, according to Shulchan Aruch HaRav. And Rabbi Kiva Eiger seems to say the same in Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin Zayin. So approach number three would be, that is the essence of the Isser of Amir al-Nachri. Shlichus. Min ha-Torah ein shlichus l'Nachri. Min ha-Torah ein shliach l'dvar aveira. But Chachamim Asad Amir al-Nachri Mishum Shehu Shlichoi. We do find Rashi and Shabbos Nerek Shlichoi. But maybe Nerek Shlichoi and Shlichoi is the same because we're dealing with the Rabbonon. And if the Rabbonon asked the Shlich, it is because Nerek Shlichoi. By the Rabbonons, that should be no wonder. Maker Adin Meritoyer, there is no Shlichus Lenachri. Aber Mikivan Shenerek Shlichoi, that is why Chachomim asked this Shlichus. But Shulchan Aruch HaRav does say, Amir Lenachri is also because he is the Shaliach of the Jew, and that is why it is prohibited to do a malocha on Shabbos through a goyish agent or a goyish shaliach, and not only Shabbos, the same rule would apply to other Isurim as well. Later, Achroinim, the Avnei Ezer in Poland and Rabbi Chanan in Leiter, So in Avin Ezer we find that Shuvah Simen Tov, Kuf, Chav, Vav, and Or HaChaim, and Rabbi Elchanan and Kovit Shulam and Beitza, I think it's Ois Memtet or Lametet, the Avin Ezer and Rabbi Elchanan say, bringing together Shulchan Aruch Harav, Rashi, maybe in Avodah Zarah Tezvav, Shnei Dinim Ba'amira Lenochri. Shlichus on one hand, and the Etzem Iser of Amira. The Amira is a violation of Kedushas HaShabbos. Whether it's based on Mitzoy Chefzechu V'daber Dovor, like the Rashi I quoted in Avodah Zarah Tezvav, or not. But the Lashon of Chazal indicates that the Iser is Be'etzem Ha'amira. So both the Avnei Ezer and Rabbi Elchanan explain there actually are two dinim in Amira Lenochli. You cannot ask a goy to do a malocha on Shabbos even though you spoke to him before Shabbos. You didn't speak to him on Shabbos. You ask him Friday, would you come this night, 10 o'clock my night, and put out the lights in my house and turn off the gas and the stove? I asked him, I spoke to him before Shabbos, that would be a prohibition. On the other hand, you cannot ask him Shabbos to do a malocha mitzoy Shabbos.
Even if so, he
if he doesn't do it at the end, probably you also had the Iser of Amir and Anachri. So, the Iser asking a goyer of Shabbos to do a malocha on Shabbos, obviously, it is not the Amira that is the prohibition, because it was a weekday. That would be also Mishum Shlichus. And Shlichus, when he does the Malacha, he does the Malacha for me. And therefore, Shlichus would be the prohibition. Asking a Goyen Shabbos to do a Malacha Moitzoi Shabbos cannot be an issue of Shlichus. Because by the time he's going to do the Malacha, I could do that same Malacha as well. It is no longer Shabbos. What would the Yisr be then? This is a certain violation of Shabbos, asking a goy on Shabbos to do a malucha, even though that malucha will be performed after Shabbos. So the Avnei Ezer and Rabbi Elchanan both say, Shnei dinim ba'amira lenochri. Yesh Yisur mitzad etzem ha'amira, and there is a prohibition mitzad shlichus. And therefore, Amira Lenoch is prohibited not only when I ask him on Shabbos to do a malocha on Shabbos, even in both extremes, both ends of the spectrum. I cannot ask him Erev Shabbos to do a malocha on Shabbos, and I cannot ask him on Shabbos to do a malocha after Shabbos, which proves that Shnei Dinim Ba'amira Lenoch.
That's the same issue than just talking about Asur Dikatrins on Shabbos?
Maybe not the same, because probably it is more chumah than just talking about osadika things and Shabbos, because it does involve a malacha, and therefore it would be chumah than just talking. So I said before that the most lenient shuvos is amira lenochri, but you just ask. No, there is something which is even more lenient, and that is talking diburim asurim b'Shabbos, but that doesn't involve a malacha. When I say the easiest shuvos is Amira Lenochri, I mean shuvosim that are associated either with Malachas Dioraisa or with Malachas Darabonon. Speaking Divrei Choyel on Shabbos is not associated with a Malacha, and therefore it is not defined as a shuvos at all, but rather Isu Ba'alma, like we find in many different areas and in many different realms. So up to this very point, we spoke about the essential sugya, about the basics, about the lamdas of Amira Lenochri, starting off with what is the source of this issa, Mina Torah, Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Soifrim, the various different shittas and approaches, and then we dealt with the lamdas. Is Amira Lenochri associated with the concept of shlichus or not? That was question number two. And now I want to be a bit more nogea l'chol ha'maaseh. I wrote many tshuvas about Amira Lenochri, about shuvos teshuvos, and some of them are in the three volumes of Shalas Tshuvas Meches Osher. Parshas Boy, Ala Torah, there's a simon about Amira Lenochri. So we find three different sources in Shulchan Aruch in which Chazal sometimes, in some areas, were lenient by Amira Lenochri. Mishum Tzar, Mishum Choyli, Mishum Hefsed. If I could have a Mishneh Berurah Chelek Gimel, it'll be very helpful. Two Seifim in Shin Zayin, Seif Hei and Seif Yutes, and another Seif in Reish Mem Dalet Seif Vav. What do we have in Shin Zayin? Shin Zayin deals with Shkoyach, with the Isurim of Amira on Shabbos. So, the heading of Simen Zayin. Dinei Shabbos hatluyim bedibur. V'daber dovar, Seif Aleph, is what we just mentioned before. Shelo yehi diburchu shel Shabbos ki diburchu b'choyl. You should not speak about vachadika things on Shabbos. And then, Seif Hei is a chiddush in halacha. Davar she'enoy malacha. Ve'enoy osa lasis b'Shabbos ela mishim shavus. Mutar li yesor loyim ala eni Yehudi ala soy soy b'Shabbos. That is what we call shavus to shavus. Asking a goy to do a malacha derabbanon. Shavus to shavus. Because the malacha involved is only a shavus, not a malacha d'oraisa. And amira l'nachri is a shavus. So anything that's not a malacha d'oraisa, we could ask a non-Jew to do. V'hu shiyesham miktsas choyli. O yehiye tzorech l'dover tzorech harbei. Omipnei mitzvah. In three conditions, could we permit shavus to shavus, doing a shavus ali day goy, miktsas choyli. What does miktsas choyli mean? I mentioned at the beginning of the shir, amira anochri es muta bechur shem eskun even be'al malocha diurais, because it's a shavus shem bo maisa. Yes, that is a choyle shem by zekona. This halacha refers to miktsas choyli. Is not really a Chol Hashem Eskona. What is the difference? Chol Hashem Eskona is nofal mishkaf. He has to be really ill. How do we define a Chol Hashem by Sekona? Shulchan Aruch says nofal mishkaf, which means he's in bed. The Ramo writes in a different criteria, Chol Kol Gufoy. And I don't think it's a machlokes. It's the same. Nofal mishkaf is a relative concept. We know some people, just give him an excuse, he's gonna be in bed all day and all night. Just give him an excuse, you know. That's his natural state. He would be in bed if unless something forces him to get out of bed. And you know some other people, he could be a chole mesukken, but he's gonna be running around. He just can't lie in bed. So that is not much of a halachic criteria, no for the mishkov, so that Ramo explains, if you can't really function normally and you feel ill, that is what we define as chol Hashem Eskona. Chol Hashem Eskona, tiro min anochra, afilo b'diuraisa. Miktsas choli means any medical condition, even something minor. Shavus de shavus is mutar by miktsas choli. Or letzorech mitzvah. Or Tzorech harbei. How do we define tzorech harbei? So the Magen Avraham is very skeptical about tzorech harbei, and he says, what criteria do we have to define tzorech harbei? Miktsas choyli, okay, it's a medical condition. We could define miktsas choyli. It's not chole kol gufoy, not nofal mishkav, but still he's ill. He has a medical problem. He's taking medicine. Mitzvah is a mitzvah. We all know how to define a mitzvah. What does Tzorech Harbe mean? So the Magen Avraham contemplates, and the Mishneh Berurah quotes him. But then he does say that B'mukim Hefzed Godel Yesh Lahokel by Shavos de Shavos. Hefzed Godel. This same simon, see if you test, we have in other halacha. Shin Zayin Sifutes. Schoira hanefsedes b'Shabbos ali de gishome moidovoracha. Oyos a bidke de maya. Any unexpected damage or loss or danger. It was a beautiful day. And outside in the yard, we have things that might be destroyed by rain. And suddenly there's a dramatic shift in the weather. And obviously it's going to rain. Could it be metaltel mukze to cover the merchandise he has in the yard? Tzehefsid meruba. Yes. Chazal or Mekel. This is the same din that we have in Shin Lamedalet by Sreifa. So by Sreifa, by rain. Or there's a flood. There's a flood. Happens sometimes in Amsterdam. As Amsterdam is one of the cities beneath sea level. So if the dikes break open, city is flooded. Any unexpected harm or danger. Could be sudden rain, could be fire, could be flooding. So Chazal were Mekel, the Mechaber writes, Schoira hanefsedes b'shabes aladik shoma moidu v'rachar, oi osab bitkidamai v'mafsid memoinoi, oi shenesoria chovia shel yayin v'hoilach libet, muta likrois le'ena Yehudi. Even if he's going to do a melucha diurais. But the Shulchan Aruch says, you cannot tell him to do a melucha. You could call him, you could be meramez, you could say, kol ha-matzel einoy mafsid. But in this case, we're lenient even by a melucha diuraisa. Why is it? The Gemara says, because if it's unexpected, he couldn't plan, he didn't anticipate this. We are afraid. If we're not going to be matar nisa derabonan, he will be oivir nisa diuraisa. It's a big nisoyan for a person to see his merchandise being ruined. So Chazal were afraid. If we're not going to be matar derabonan, if we're not going to be matar amir anoch, he's going to do it on his own. And that's why they were lenient in this case. But this is only unexpected events. Tzorechar b'shavus d'shavus is nothing dramatic happened. You could have planned this out in advance. In that case, Chazal were lenient only regarding Shavuos d'Shavuos. Reish Mem Dalet, going back all the way to the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos, in Reish Mem Dalet Sivav, we have scenario number three. Yehudi Akoine Meches. This was a traditional Jewish business, rent collecting. Yehudi akoyne meches, v'maske la'ene Yehudi l'kabal meches b'Shabbos. Jews were always the middlemen. So a Jew bought a concession, and he hires workers to do the actual collection. Yehudi akoyne meches, v'maske la'ene Yehudi l'kabal meches b'Shabbos, mutar imu b'kablonis. Dahainu, shoyim aloi, likashetig v'meyadin ren etin lecho, kach v'kach. And the Rambam and the Poskim say, even if he is miyached melachtoi b'Shabbos. So the Jew has this concession. He is responsible to collect the Jews. And what's meches? Taxes. So he's responsible to collect the taxes for the government, for the municipality, and he has workers working for him. He could tell the non-Jew, I want you to collect on Shabbos, in the condition that it's kablonis. So there's a major discussion which we won't get into. Why would there be a difference between kablonis and schiris, between a kablan and a schiriyam? If he tells him explicitly, I want you to collect the taxes on Shabbos, why would there be a difference? Obviously, that is amir anochli. So the Bais Yosef says, because this was a traditional Jewish panosa, Chazal were lenient, the poskim were lenient. This is different than both cases in Shin Zayin. In Shin Zayin, we deal with coincidence. Happened to be a flood, a fire, suddenly a hefsed merova. Meches is a business. It's a steady basis. That is why it's a different problem. But nevertheless, in certain conditions, when it's kablonis, the poskim are mekel. Only because it's a hefsin merubah, and only because that was one of the pillars of Jewish parnosas in those days. 200 years after the Shulchan Aruch, there was a major controversy in Galicia. And the Divrei Chaim writes, Tshuvas Divrei Chaim, Chelek Aleph Simen Zayin, Or Chaim, that in those days, Jews were innkeepers. Once again, the balabaz, the boss, the owner, was a guy. The Jews bought or rented concessions, and they had non-Jews actually being the barmen in the inns and serving the guests. And it was a major problem because the ikar business in these inns were the weekends. So the Hasidim came to the inn Thursday night to drink some schnapps on the way to the Rebbe. And they came in again, Moitzi Shabbos or Sunday. And Friday night and Shabbos were the goyim who became drunk in those same inns. So the business, it was a weekend business. And the Divrei Chaim at the time saw that that is the mainstay of Yiddish Parnosis. And the Divrei Chaim formulated the Shtar Mechira, which caused a major uproar. Reb Shlomo Kluger was against, and the Sholem Eishev was for and against. He changed his mind several times, and the Divrei Chaim was Mekel. So throughout the ages, Gedolim were more lenient when they were aware that this is a Yiddish Parnasa, and if we don't find a solution, this will be a tremendous burden on the Jewish community. So that starts with the Din of Meches, which is a big kula in Simen Reish Mem Dalet Sivov, as we see in the Bis Yosef and in the early Yerushalayim and the Mordechai, going to the age of the Divrei Chaim, who was 200 years after the Shulchan Aruch, a bit more, almost 300 years. So these are the three se'ifim that we find in Shulchan Aruch, in which we exercise some leniency by Amira Lanochri B'mokem Hefsid. So coming back to Shvus to Shvus, Amira Lanochri by Shvus B'mokem Tzorech Harba. So the Mogen Avraham agrees Tzorech Mitzvah, Miktzas Choyli, but he's very unhappy and uncomfortable with Tzorech Harba. How do we define Tzorech Harba? But nevertheless, he says, Hefsid Merubah, we could be Mekel. How do we define Hefsid Merubah? So Hefsid Merubah is a concept we find primarily in Yoredeya. In various different halachas and Issa V'Heter, the Shulchan Aruch is Mekel by Hefsid Merubah. How do we define Hefsid Merubah? Pesach Tshuva, Yoredeya, Simen Lamed Aleph, quoting two earlier sources, Hara Karmel and Achlas Shuva. He says, Hefsid Merubah is a shtus. Shtus with a tof, not with a tet. 1/6. Which means, if you have, question of kashrus, and you might be losing if we don't find a kula. Losing how much? Shtus. Shtus of what? Shtus of the price of this very same thing. Where does shtus come from? Comes from Oinoa, Perek Azov, and Bava Metzia. Pochas mishtus is machila. Yoise mishtus bitul mekach. Shtus machzer Oinoa. So we see that a shtus, which is 15% more or less, a bit more than 15%, is something which is substantial, which people care for. They're not moichel. And therefore, hefsid merubah would be a shtus. But it's very unreasonable. Shtus of what? So, a shtus of 100 shekel would be 16 shekel. So would we be mekel for 16 shekel? That is regarding Issa V'Heter. Coming till Shabbos, how would we define Hefsid Gadol to bear leniency by Shavus D'Shavus? So other Achroinim say, no, we cannot put this into numbers. Hefsed merubah would be substantial loss. Lefi ha-mokom v'azman. What is substantial loss in a shchuna of avreichim in Yerushalayim would probably not be substantial loss in Beverly Hills or Savion. I'm not familiar with the affluent communities in America, but everything is relative. So there are three sources in Mishneh Berurah which would seem to clearly indicate Hefsed Merubah doesn't mean something devastating, something that would ruin your parnosa. On one hand, the Mogen Avraham in Shin Zion, when he speaks about Hefsed Gadol, quotes the Gemara, Ksubas Daf Samach. Tzinor she'olu bo kaskasim, mema'achoy baraglov. We're dealing with a tzinor, or a marzev, that drains water off your roof. And if that marzev, that tzinor, is clogged up by foliage, debris, you know, happens all the time, especially in these rains, that marzevim get clogged up, and then you're at a danger that you're going to have water leaking and seeping into your house. Because, like the Gemara says in Tanas Dav Zayin, Mayim, Manicha Mokim Gavoya, Piyodim Namokim Namach. Water will always find a way to seep in where you least want it. So, Tzinor She'olo Bo Kaskasim, the Gemara says, Memachir Beraglav, that's Kelach Hayad. He could clear that tzinor with his foot, which is Kelach Hayad. Chazal will make it by Kelach Hayad. And the Mogen Avraham somehow maintains that is only Tikkun Kli D'Rabbanon. It's not a real Makah Bepatish, because the tzinor isn't broken, it's just clogged up. So it's Tikkun Mona D'Rabbanon, Kelach Hayad, Shavus D'Shavus. If that is the source, then the loss could be substantial. If you have water and coming into your house, that is really disturbing and it could be substantial. But the Mishneh Berurah in Shin Tes Zayin, Sifkot Nun Zayin, speaks about a chicken. A chicken is run free. So you could ask a guy to catch that chicken and bring it into the pen, because there is no tzeide diuraisa by a chicken, and it's a mirer anochri shvus de shvus b'mokam hefsed. Well, going back 100 years in Hungary or in Poland, chicken was a great loss. Not a very great loss. After all, a chicken is only a chicken. It's not a cow. It's not your parnasa. And the Mishneh Berurah is makel shvus de shvus to catch that chicken and prevent him from running away. In that very same simon, Shin Tes Zayin, Sifkun Lamed Gimel, the Mishneh Berurah deals with a different scenario. You have a barrel full of fish. One of the fish seems to be dying. If he will die in that barrel, he will contaminate the water, and the other fish might be affected. So you want to take that fish out before he dies. And that is a question of tzeida and of netilas neshama. Hashoyle dag menayam kiven shiyavash boy kesela chayev. That is a melacha d'oraisa. So the Mishneh Berurah says, you could have a guy take that fish out in the condition that he immediately puts him into another basin of water or another kli of water. So he doesn't die. So you're just dealing with tzeida. That actually is not tzeida because the fish is in a barrel. It's an itzoid v'oimid. So what is it? Tiltel muktza. Tiltel muktza is the rabbonon. Amir elanochi by the rabbonon. But on the condition that he immediately put that fish into another vessel that's full of water. So it's only tiltel muktza alyadei goy. But what is the loss? The water might be contaminated. Well, wouldn't necessarily be a hefsed merubah. the Mishnah Berurah doesn't stipulate that it's only if you have other fish. Seems to be the case. The law is the water. So once tap water wasn't available, you need to go to the well and bring up water. So it was defined as a hefsid. Not a great hefsid. You just need to go to the wall and fill up that barrel again. But the Mishnah Berurah is makel, shvus de shvus, not to get that water contaminated. And the third source is an Hilchos Yom Tov, non Hilchos Shabbos, Tov Kuf Yud, Sif Kotten, Chav Gimel. And the Mishnah Berurah deals with people that made cream cheese in their homes and in the common household in those days. You didn't buy everything. You just made most of your stuff alone. And taking the cream off the tap of the milk is Malachas Boirer. And the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not a Boirer Dioraisa. Al Yedei Goy, it would be permissible if the motive, the reasoning is that the cream should not be miskalkel. So once again, we're not dealing with quantities that are to sell. It's not your business. It's your household. Just cream for your own consumption. And the Mishnah Berurah writes, if there's a chashash that the cream would be miskalkel, then one could be lenient by Shavuos Teshuvos. All these three sources prove that when we're makel by Shavuos Teshuvos, Mamokim Hefsid, even though the Mogen Avraham says Hefsid Gadol, doesn't really have to mean a great Hefsid. It's not only when your entire panosa is in jeopardy, whether it's a chicken or cream that you made at home or not contaminating a barrel of water. In all these three cases, the Mishnah Berurah is lenient based on the Magen Avraham, Shavuos Teshuvos, B'Mokoyim Hefsid Gadol. But that is only Shavuos Teshuvos, meaning Malocha Derabbanan Al Yedei Nochri. So we discussed a very interesting topic, which is based on a posuk in the Vochadika Parsha, Amira L'Nochri Shavuos. So in this week's parasha, we learn the second half of Aseres HaMakos, the last three Makos. Why were these 10 plagues necessary? And why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu perform these miracles? The reasoning is twofold, and it seems to be obvious in the pasuk. L'man tesape b'yazne b'incho uven v'incho es asher hisaralti b'mitzrayim. On one hand, yes, it came to punish Paray and the Mitzrayim for their cruelty and their slavery of the Jewish people for 400 years or 210 years. It was an oynish, but it is also to be mechazik the emunah and betochen of Klal Yisrael. After those hundreds of years of galus, of hester ponim, of suffering, of bloodshed, of unbelievable pain and torment, they needed chizuk. And Moshe Rabbeinu comes and tells them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to take you out of Mitzrayim. And they ask, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What is his name? They were so far from Emunas Avoysim. And to be mechazik their emunah, these 10 makas were performed. When Klal Yisrael leaves Mitzrayim, and they actually stand right next to the sea, v'Mitzrayim roidfim achoreyim, the posuk says in Parshas Beshalach, Moshe Rabbeinu cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds in an unbelievable way, which seems to be extremely strange. Kodesh Baruch asked Moshe Rabbeinu, Ma titzak elai? Why are you crying out to me? Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisrael. Isn't that a strange question? Ma titzak elai? If I would be Moshe Rabbeinu, I would ask, Rabbeinu Shalom, what do you expect me to do? What are we supposed to do? when we're in a Shas Tzara. We're in great danger. We're in imminent and immediate danger of annihilation. We're standing next to the sea. The chariots of the Egyptians are very close. Ma titzak alai, what do you expect me to do? What am I supposed to do? Many times I heard from my great Rebbe, from the Kloisim Magad Rebbe, Zichat Tzadik V'Kodesh Lavroch, he used to quote the Medrash Pinchas. Medrash Pinchas is a collection of sayings and writings of Rav Pinchas Mikoretz, who was one of the great disciples of the Baal Shem Tov. And it's a very interesting sefer, very unique in its style. So the Medrash Pinchas says, Kishiyovai al odam tzora gedoyla, lefa'omim lo yispalel, rak yiftach ba'ashem. And that was the situation by Kriyas Yamsuf. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now is not the time for prayer, not the time for davening. Ma titzak alai, tell them to go. Daber el b'nei Yisrael v'yisrael. Where? Into the sea. Into the sea. That is where they have to go. And Nachshon ben Amenadov is the first one. He jumps into the sea and he says, Kibor mayim ad nafesh. And then suddenly, miraculously, there was zeichet to Kriyas Yamsuf. The same idea we find in Nefesh HaChayim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner, in the first Pedik. And the same idea we find in the Or HaChayim was earlier than both the Pinchas Karatza and the Nefesh HaChayim in Parshas B'Shalach. But the most important source in which we find this very same idea is in the Zohar and Parshas B'Shalach. Most of us, when we quote the Zohar, we quote the original edition, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis Chelik Beis in Zohar and Parshas B'Shalach. And the Zohar says that the Mechashvim of Eretz Mitzrayim, the sorcerers of Paroi, is that the right word? Paroi's Harry Potter, his magicians, his Mechashvim, told him that Bnei Yisrael have no chance, that Tfilis wouldn't be Neskabel. We know that. That's what Paroi's Mumchim told them. So chase them, destroy them, kill them. But Paroi, the Zohar says, didn't know the Soid of Emunah. He didn't know the Koyach of Betochen. And that is why when Moshe is pleading and crying out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, not now. Tell them to go. Where should they go? Into the sea. And B'Koyach HaBetochen, there was Zoyche, to Nisim Lamala Mederach HaTeva. So the Pinchas Karatz and Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the Or HaChayim, and before them all, that is what we find in the Zohar. Klal Yisrael was Zoyche to Kriyas Yamsuf, which was the final stage of their Geula, only in the Schus of Betochen. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the preparation to Midas HaBetochen and the Koyach of Emunah. And that is why we had the Ten Makas. So you all remember from Leila Seder, Rabbi Yehuda Hoyenoise Behem Samonim, that Tzachadash Barachav. And why the Tzachadash Barachav? Why the breakup into 3, 3, and 4 and not 4, 4, and 2 or 5, 5? Why not the Tzachad and 5? Must be a reason. So, Rabbi Shira Diskin says, but we find this very same idea in the Kadmoinim going back 500 and 600 years. When we examine and analyze the Ten Makas, we find an interesting phenomenon. First three were Karka Olam, the seas and the dust of the earth. Dam, Tzvardeya, Vikinim, the lowest element of creation. In the seas and on the ground, Hayabosha v'hayam. Next three were Oroiv Dever Shchin, human beings and animals moving up one level higher. Not the kinim, the insects, the parasites, and the frogs in the seas and the rivers, but moving up one level. Next three were Arba, Borad Choshech, Garmei Hashamayim, heavenly bodies, the sky, the stars, The winds, those were the next three, moving up closer to the heavens. And then we had Makas Bechoris, which was Ben Nefesh HaOdam, which is entirely sublime, which one cannot see and cannot touch and cannot smell or cannot hear. Why was that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to prove and instill in the hearts of Klal Yisrael, Ani Rishon V'Ani Achron, Yotze Shomayim Hu Boireh HaOretz V'Ein Oid Melvadoi. There is nothing I cannot control. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei HaShomayim V'Elokei HaOretz Efes Zulosoi V'Ein Oid Melvadoi. That is the breakdown of Aseres HaMakos. And that is the Chochmah of Rabbi Yehuda when he breaks them into three categories. The Tzach, first three, Adash, next, and then moving up to the skies and ultimately Makas Bechoris Benefesh Adam. And that is all as a preparation to the greatest Nisoyan, which will come to a climax when Klal Yisrael Oymed Al Hayam, looking forward, they see the sea. Looking back, they are terrified to see the Egyptians coming ever closer. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu then reveals the secret. Right now, nothing will help. Only Midas HaBetochen. Ma Titzak Elai, Daber El B'nei Yisrael V'Yisrael. And it is only in the Koyach of the Aseres HaMakos, which they witnessed and experienced, that they mustered the Koyches of Emunah and Betochen to go into the sea, into the raging sea, and then they were zeicha to Nisim v'Naflois and to Kriyas Yamsuf. And this comes to teach us the koyach of betochen, bekol yoyim v'yoyim, bekol dor v'dor. So it is well known that Reb Chaim of Elashana says in Nefesh HaChaim, when we have the biggest nisyonis and the biggest tzoros, the greatest gula is betochen, liyachad b'mechshavto, that there is no koyach in the world besides HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he is the only force, ultimately the only force. And there is no other koyach in the world. And then muftach lela odem shiyenotza makol tzora makol pega. And I think the source to this idea is the most unlikely source for the Nefesh HaChaim, which is the Rambam in Moreh Nevuch, who clearly says a similar idea. And he says, whenever we find people that were suffering and chachamim, that we're in struggling with pain and suffering, it is only for a lack of Midas HaBetochen. So we should be Mischazik in Koyach HaTfilah and in Midas HaBetochen. So by Kriyas Yamsef, they didn't go together, but throughout the ages, they go together. Davening and believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tfilah and Betochen, those are the greatest kulas. Greatest kulas, Lehenotzel Menatzar, and Kodesh Baruch Hu said, bestow upon us Chazdei Shemayim and Rachamei Shemayim. And we all know Besodes Tovis Yeshuas Vanachomis. So Shabbos was Rosh Chodesh Shvat. It's not really my style, but good things are always good. So Shvat is Rosh HaTovis. Shenishma Besodes Tovis. Shenismaser Besodes Tovis. That's Shvat. So in the Koyach of Betochen that we learned from this week's parasha, we should only hear Besodes Tovis Yeshuas Vanachomis and Bekorah B'Yameinu שיקוים בנו כי המצא אתכם מארץ מצרים ערנו נפלויס במהרו ויומנו.